Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the month of November, and there is so much going on, so I am going to get right into it. First off, we have a new moon on November 1st in the sign Scorpio. This kicks in at 8:47 a.m., and it's at 9 degrees of Scorpio for those of you who know your chart. So this gives us 2 weeks, or those first 2 weeks of the month, to kick into something brand new in the Scorpio field, or to take what we're already doing and have some momentum behind it to move it forward. So it is a cosmic boost. And in Scorpio, this means it would be a really good time to get in there and pursue any sexual attractions or deeper intimacy with somebody. If you're trying to figure out something about your reproductive needs, it can be good for that. It can be good for focusing on moving forward with financial experts or anybody who could help you with your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, whatever that is financial. If you are contemplating divorce, it can help you have some momentum behind that. And it is also about third-party influences. So if there is something that you're working on or want to work on with two other people, then this is your go time. All right, so next on the 2nd of November, Mercury moves into Sagittarius. So this is a little bit longer story because we are going to have a retrograde. So Mercury in Sagittarius is going to open up the potential for us to get into more talks or meetings or sales or agreements, offers or decisions that are about travel or distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media or marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So we're seeing that move forward from the 2nd, but by the 7th, we enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde from the 7th through the 24th. Yes, we are not going to get an instant answer on the elections because of this, or there is going to be a lot of misconstrued decisions during this time. So from the 7th through the 24th, we are going to be in the shadow. Then on November 25th, Mercury retrogrades and will back us up in our do-over until December 15th. During this time, we are slowed down, we are rethinking, reassessing, releasing, reworking things in those fields. Then the shadow will, after it goes direct on December 15th, the shadow runs from December 15th to January 3rd before we are out of all of this. So, you know, pace yourself when it comes to this, but definitely get in there and start the ball rolling. On the 21st, the sun will join into the story. The sun will move into Sagittarius for 30 days. This spotlights us and gets us to start getting more physically involved with travel, distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes, or it helps us be more personally involved. Now, I will say, guys, that we also are going to have Mars retrograde on December 6th and be retrograde through the end of the year and into next year. So that doubling up of personal planets in retrograde, I would highly suggest if you guys are purchasing any gifts for the holidays, if you are purchasing your tickets for plane travel, if you are shipping out any gifts, you may want to get ahead of this and get in there and deal with it before the shadow begins with the first retrograde on November 7th, so, you know, right at the beginning of this month in the first week, so that you can avoid some of it. nothing is going to go as planned. Nothing with the election, with Thanksgiving, with Hanukkah, with Christmas, or New Year's Eve because of these double retrogrades. So just go in with a good attitude, do what you can, but if you want to get a jump on some of the mix-ups and glitchy stuff, then the sooner the better, guys. All right, so on the 3rd, I mean, it's just like bang, bang, bang as we hit this month. So on the 3rd, Mars moves into Leo at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And so Mars in Leo is firing us all up to go have a little bit more fun and to pursue our love interests with passion and to get busier with or about the kids and to maybe find some outlets for recreation that we can get involved in. So Mars stirs our motivation and gets us more active and brings out more passion. It can sometimes bring up anger. In Leo, this could be over dramas that play out or over entitlement issues, so you do want to kind of do what you can to stay away from that. And again, you know, we are going to have Mars then retrograde. It's going to retrograde in Leo and then back into Cancer and retrograde in Cancer as well. So it'll retrograde December 6th through January 6th in Leo and then January 6th through February 23rd in Cancer. And it won't come back to Leo then until next year, April 18th through June 17th, and it's forward motion. So the things that you get started in this November, you're still going to be dealing with all the way out into the spring and early summer of next year. So it's just crazy. Okay, so next we have on the 11th, Venus moves into Capricorn. She moves in at 1:26 p.m. Eastern. She will be moving through Capricorn from the 11th of November till December 7th. So Venus is all about love or making money, right, most foremost here. And in Capricorn, she's very goal-oriented. She is ambitious. She really, you know, and she's kind of final, you know, like step up and do what needs doing or, you know, don't waste my time kind of thing. Capricorn rules time, so we're putting in time and effort. We're getting more serious. We're getting more responsible, or we're looking for that in our love interests or, you know, or with the way we're making money. Beauty and pleasure will play out through this realm of our goals and ambitions. We might be focusing more on a boss, a parent, a judge, director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure during this time. Venus helps us attract the love and money to the career front or through what the goals we pursue. So it's definitely a more serious but positive energy there. On the 15th, Saturn is going to come out of his retrograde and finally go direct. So this begins at 9:20 a.m. Eastern, and over the months ahead, Saturn is now ready to start helping us make those commitments and get serious. And or if something does need to end, that finite side again, it will help with that. And this is playing out in Pisces, you know, so this is going to start to get that ball rolling with the things we're serious about artistically, romantically, spiritually, with institutions, with kicking bad habits or addictions, or dealing finally with secrets or deceptions, or getting the research moving us forward. So definitely going to start to see things come out of slumber and start to move us forward. On the same day that Saturn goes direct, on the 15th, we also have our full moon in Taurus. And this peaks at 4:28 p.m. Eastern at the 24th degree of Taurus. So, you know, this is a big deal. This is the time of the year when we see things coming to their climax regarding our income or our purchases, our products or possessions, the things we value or how we are being valued. So we're really aiming high and trying to rack some things up, mark any endings, achieve those goals, and or celebrate as the energy is at its height in those arenas. And then finally, on the 19th, Pluto is going to exit Capricorn to never return to Capricorn in our lifetime. To me, I am marking that day as a day of celebration. I don't care if the world is going crazy around me. We have had Pluto in Capricorn since 2008. It has been nearly 16 years of tests with Pluto and Capricorn. So let's take a moment and note that we've all managed to get through it, hopefully. And so Pluto moving into Aquarius, this begins at 3:29 p.m. Eastern. And Pluto will now travel through Aquarius until the year 2044. We are going to be hosting it there almost 20 years. So Pluto in Aquarius. Aquarius is the sign of the collective as the sign of all humanity. It is the sign of the people. Pluto is the sign of death and transformation, empowerment, deep, incredible change, the purging of things. And so we are going to see this ball starting to get rolling in a serious way, unencumbered, let us say, starting on the 19th onwards. Aquarius rules the internet and big tech, and so Pluto is there to deconstruct and rebirth that in some new way over the years ahead. It is the sign of our friendships and associations, clubs and organizations, charities and foundations, and so those are going to go through great upheaval and rebirth. It is the sign of astrology, so expect to see it there as well. It is the sign of group affiliations, parties, events, gatherings, things like that. It's also the sign of originality. So our inventions, our original projects and ideas, our freedom, and our own aspirations. So as Pluto comes in here and over these years ahead, it is about deconstructing the old version and rebirthing it in some new way. We are going to see themes of Pluto, power, control, possibly criminality come into these realms. We are going to see the financial side of life impacting here in a major way. We are going to see sexuality, reproduction, possibly death and birth and rebirth coming in and working through triangular situations as well. So you can think back to how much Pluto has impacted Capricorn, the systems, the establishment, and the leadership since 2008. Are the hospitals the same? Are the banks the same? Is the government the same? Is the military the same? I mean, you can go through the education system. I mean, all the systems and structures and establishment and leadership has gone through powerful change. And so we won't revisit that for another 240-some years. But now in Aquarius, it's going to be about the things I just listed. So you might watch what's happening in the next couple weeks as this moves in and see where we are going to start out with all of this. So that's our overview. Let's take a look at the signs. Aries, new moon, right from the first of the month. You have 2 weeks to launch forward, start something new, take what you're already doing, move it forward. In any financial realm, with your sex life, reproductive life, with a divorce, or dealing with a birth, a death, or any third-party scenarios. Mercury comes into Sag on the 2nd and is going to retrograde there on November 25th through December 15th. You enter the shadow on November 7th, so there's going to be a lot of moving forward in the first week, but then slowing down and then going back and revisiting and then moving forward again in December. So for you, this is about the news, the offers, the decisions, or the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, or choices that are coming in about travel or situations at a distance for you, legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So forward you go, then expect a do-over period, and then back into the game when it's direct again. On the 3rd, your ruler Mars moves into Leo. This is going to fire our Aries up. They are going to be far more passionate and driven to fall in love or do more with their love interests. There can be a lot more sexuality there. There can be a lot more drive and motivation to do things with or for the kids in your creative endeavors or recreationally. Again, Mars will retrograde starting on December 6th, so you will have that slowing down as the month goes further. However, it is time to make things happen in those realms. Do watch out for fights or anger over dramas or entitlement issues, because that is a side effect. Venus moves into Capricorn on the 11th and will be there until December 7th. For Aries, this is going to help you set some goals or reach some goals about love or money or beauty or pleasure. It can also bring a lot more love around a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, or other authority figure. It can help you focus on the money there. It can mean that there's more beautiful or money focus on the career front or just through your goals that you set. So make the most of that. Saturn goes direct on the 15th. And so, Aries, you're ready now to start coming out of this period of being sequestered or recuperation, and you're starting to be more serious about the commitments and the time that you want to put into research, development, institutions, artistic, romantic, or spiritual matters. They are going to be moving forward over the months ahead. You also might want to make a commitment to breaking a bad habit or addiction or dealing with a secret or deception. Also on the full on the 15th, we have the full moon. So Aries, something coming to a climax with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. You're wrapping things up, marking endings there of a period of time, or you are achieving and celebrating something there. And then by the 19th, Pluto exits Capricorn forever in our lifetime and moves back into Aquarius. And it's going to stay there until the year 2044. So, Aries, you are officially entering the deep deconstruction and rebirthing and empowering phase of your life that will play out through friends and associations, through group affiliations you get involved in, through what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities, what you do at parties, events, or gatherings, what you do with your own original projects or aspirations. Pluto may bring financial or sexual attractions or third-party influences there. It definitely is going to bring deep and powerful change. Taurus. Taurus, the new moon on the 1st is launching you forward with brand new opportunities with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, or other important one-on-one scenarios. So you can start new relationships in these realms. You can start new projects with these people. You can take current relationships forward in new directions. You have momentum for 2 weeks. On the 2nd, Mercury moves into Sagittarius. This is going to mean that over the weeks and months ahead, you're going to be talking, hearing news or offers, getting into meetings, focusing on writing, sales, short trips, moves, or decisions that are about your financial life, your sex life, your reproductive needs, jealousy, power, control, divorce, births, deaths, or third-party stories. It's the most intense part of this chart. So you're moving forward. You're going to hit the shadow on November 7th, so things start to slow down. By November 25th, you enter the retrograde through December 15th, and you're in do-over, and then the shadow from December 15th through January 3rd. So pace yourself. Mars moves into Leo on the 3rd. This is going to rev things up and get you a lot more passionate and active creatively or about the love in your life or having fun at home with moves, with renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So, again, this is going to be moving forward, but it is going to retrograde December 6th through January 6th in this sign. So you'll be in do-over mode then. It returns to this sign April 18th through June 17th next year, and you carry on with the story. All right, so Venus moves into Capricorn on the 11th. So Taurus, this is a lot more love and beauty and enjoyment as along with income potential through travel or distant situations, through legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So look for the love, look for the beauty, look for the money there, and enjoy yourself. On the 15th, Saturn goes direct, and over the months ahead, you're now going to be moving forward with those serious, ambitious, committed interests that you might have with friends or associates or groups, with the internet, astrology, or charities, with parties, gatherings, or events, or in pursuit of your own original aspirations. So time to do it. Also on the 15th, we have a full moon, and it is in your sign, Taurus. So you are reaching some pinnacle of the year when it comes to what's been happening with your body, your identity, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or your personal needs. So you're either wrapping it up and marking a period of something that has to do with you, or you are achieving or being celebrated in some way. So that comes on the 15th as well. And then we have Pluto going into Aquarius on the 19th. So Taurus, over the next 20 years, you are now going through deep, profound change when it comes to your life goals, your career, your fame, status, or reputation, and or what's happening with higher-up individuals in your life, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, and the like. So Pluto is now going to deconstruct and rebirth this. You're going to go through looking at where you are financially, sexually, intimately, reproductively, what's happening with births or deaths or divorce or third-party influences here as you go deeper and purge and change and evolve in these realms. So watch the weeks that come, right, starting on the 19th, for clues as to where you're starting out in the story. For Gemini, the new moon on the 1st is in your zone of work and health and animals. It can also impact coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So you now have a cosmic boost that is going to help launch you forward over the next 2 weeks. If you want to start something new with your health, your animals, your job, or work projects, then go for it. If you want to take what you're already involved with any of these themes, and take it into some new direction or chapter, then this is the time. On the 2nd, Mercury moves into Sagittarius, and so you're going to start to get into more talks, meetings, ideas, sales, flirtations, writing agreements, decisions that are focused on relationships. So this is about partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, you name it. So expect to start hearing from them and talking to them and meeting them. It is going to hit the shadow of the retrograde on November 7th and start to slow it down by the 25th. We are into the retrograde up through December 15th. So you will be revisiting things then and going into your do-over. Sorry.
No.
And then back into it. I'm sorry, I can't make them stop, guys. I'm sorry. So just pace yourself with this because you will go into do-over mode with it. Ellie! She's like, yeah, what? I'm barking. Okay, so then on the 3rd, Mars goes into Leo. So Gemini, you know, this is going to bring a lot more spark and passion and drive through your communication. So your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, auditions, flirtations. It's also going to bring a lot more motivation and energy around your local community, short trips, what you're doing with your vehicles or electronics, what you're doing with your siblings or neighbors. So there's a lot of love and creativity and fun happening here. There should be, and it's really motivating you. You just have to watch out for the angry side or the entitlement or drama side of it being in Leo there. But otherwise, you should be able to see a lot happening here. Keep in mind, by December 6th, we'll go into a retrograde with that, so you will hit do-over mode in December with all this. Venus is going into Capricorn on the 11th, so for Gemini, you know, this is going to bring a period where you're going to be able to attract the love or the money or the beauty or the pleasure through your sexual intrigues or through focusing on other financial influences or any third-party influences here that might benefit. So look for the enjoyment and the pleasure there, and this lasts until December 7th. On the 15th, Saturn goes direct, so months have kind of slowed down a holding pattern, and now things are going to start moving again, and this is about your career, or this is about big life goals you have, or this is about fame or anybody in a higher up position in your life. Things are moving forward with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, teacher, etc. So Saturn is going to allow you to get in there and get ambitious and get serious and make commitments and go for things. And also on the 15th, we have the full moon climax. And for Gemini, this is in your 12th house, so something is finally coming to its peak in an artistic, romantic, or spiritual arena, or involving an institution, your research, an addiction, or a secret. you might pick up on this the night before on the 14th, but you do have something either coming through, wrapping up, achieved, celebrated in those realms. And then on the 19th, the big day, Pluto goes into Aquarius for 20 years. It is going to be about deconstructing and rebirthing your belief system. It is going to be impacting what's going on with travel or distance, legal or educational, media or marketing, ceremonial, religious, political or philosophical realms in your life. You can go deeper. You can purge some things. You can focus on the financial or sexual there. You can focus on third-party influences there. So it is going to be about a lot of changes as you start to evolve in these realms of your life. Watch the days and weeks coming after the 19th for clues with where this is going to be taking you from the 19th. All right, so for Cancer, the new moon on the 1st is in your fifth house of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So launch forward. Time to enter into anything new you might want to do there over the next 2 weeks, or to take what you're already doing and move it ahead in some new direction or chapter. You have a lot of momentum behind it, so plan on focusing some stuff there. On the 2nd, Mercury moves into Sagittarius. So for Cancer, you know, a lot more news, talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions that are work-focused or health-focused, or about your animals, or involve coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. So you're going forward with this, but then you enter the shadow on November 17th. You start to slow down and rethink a little bit. By the 25th of November, Mercury retrogrades in this realm. You go into do-over mode. You revisit some stuff and figure out what stays, what goes up through December 15th. And then you're back into the forward-moving direction and shadow December 15th through January 3rd. So, you know, you're pacing yourself with this, but this is where it is going. Now, for the 3rd, we have Mars moving into Leo. So for Cancer, you know, this is going to fire you up. You're going to get busier than you've been in a couple years when it comes to making money, your purchases, your products, your possessions, a lot of drive and determination, passion about these things. There can be some fights or drama or entitlement issues here, so you do want to watch out for that. But this ball is rolling. By December 6th, you will enter the Mars retrograde over these themes and be in do-over mode with that through January 6th. So, and then it comes back next spring. So, you know, it is a long story. Venus is heading into Capricorn on the 11th. So for Cancer, this puts Venus in your house of partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, etc., any of your one-on-one relationships. So you should be able to smooth out issues if you have any, to attract love or income flow, or focus on beauty or pleasure with these folks all the way up through December 7th. Make the most of that. Saturn is going direct on the 15th, and so we come out of months of slowdowns or slumber, and you're ready to start moving things forward now with your ambitions, with your commitments, with your time and efforts. And it involves any legal agreements, travel plans, distant situations, educational pursuits, media, marketing events, ceremonies, religion, or politics. Also on the 15th, the full moon is coming to its climax. For Cancer, this is some kind of big moment with friends, associates, or groups, or with what's going on online, with astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or with an original project or aspiration. So you're aiming high as you're wrapping things up, you're marking any endings, you're achieving, you're celebrating in those realms. And then on the 19th, Pluto goes into Aquarius. Pluto is going to be there for 20 years, and for Cancer, this is in your power zone. You're going to see some powerful deconstruction and rebirthing when it comes to loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support. You're going to see, or with a partner's money or outside financial influences. Equally, this is Cancer's arena of sexuality, reproduction, birth, death, divorce, and third-party influences. So Pluto is there to bring deep change and help you evolve and empower through this part of your life over the next 20 years. For Leo, this new moon on the 1st is in your zone of home and family, and you're going to have 2 weeks now to launch into something new or take what you're involved in and move it forward in some way with your home, move, renovation, real estate deals with your family, your parents, your roommates. So it is go time. Make the most of that. And then on the 2nd, Mercury moves into Sagittarius. So for Leo, this is going to be a lot of news, talks, meetings, offers, sales, writing, agreements, or decisions that are about your creative talents or projects, about your love life or a lover, about kids or about recreation or about all of that, right? And so, Leo, you know, get in there. You're going to see this moving forward. Then on the 7th, we enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde. You start to slow down and reassess. By the 25th of November, you're in the retrograde and do-over. You might run into past places or people or revisit or rework ongoing stories or exit something up through December 15th, and then you're in forward motion again and then exiting the shadow by January 3rd, so it's a long story. Get ready for that. On the 3rd, Mars moves into your sign, Leo, and so you are now going to be fired up on a personal or physical level. This can bring a lot more energy to you. You may feel more passionate physically. You may feel more driven to do things physically or about your body, image, brand, name, title, desires in life, right? And so, again, this will retrograde December 6th through January 6th in this territory. So you will be revisiting things, but in November, it's forward you go. On the 11th, Venus enters Capricorn. So for Leo, this is going to bring the love and the money flow and the beauty and pleasure to your work that you're doing or with coworkers or hired help or when you're pursuing health or when you're doing things with animals or paperwork. So look for the good stuff there. That's there until December 7th. On the 15th, Saturn goes direct, so you're coming out of months of kind of being slowed down or you know, held in a holding pattern. But you're now ready to start making commitments, putting in the time and effort, you know, looking at the long-term view and seeing things move when it comes to your finances, your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party story. And then also on the 15th, we have the full moon in Taurus. So for Leo, this is about something culminating with a big goal you've had. You're finally reaching it or wrapping it up or celebrating it. Or there's something on the career front or with your fame, and there's a lot of attention there. Or there's something with a boss, a parent, a director, teacher, mentor, another higher-up authority figure, and big things happening there. And then by the 19th, Pluto moves into Aquarius, where it is going to be for 20 years. Leo, this is your relationship sign. So as a Cancer who has hosted it in my relationship zone since 2008, I wish you all the luck in the world. It is intense. Leo, you know, what can I say? It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's going to be there for 20 years. This is complete deconstruction and rebirthing of relationship dynamics, how you relate, and the type that you're going to attract to you now are Pluto-type individuals. You will partner with them in romance and partner with them in business, or they will be your clients, or they will be your specialists, or your agents, or attorneys, or competitors, or opponents, or advocates. There's a lot of power. There's a lot of financial side to the story. There's a lot of sexual intrigue and a lot of reproductive scenarios. You may deal with births or deaths or divorce. You may deal with third-party influences, power, control, or jealousy here. And that's where it's going, so take a look at who's showing up and where this is directing you from the 19th onwards. For Virgo, this new moon on the 1st is in your zone of communications and commerce, so really, you know, a big boost from the universe helping you launch into something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward. So this involves your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, flirtations. This also can be brand new fresh starts with your vehicles, electronics, moves, local activities, short trips, siblings, or neighbors. So you have a lot to choose from and 2 weeks to get that ball rolling. On the 2nd, Mercury moves into Sagittarius. So for Virgo, this is going to also bring talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions that will be focused on your home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So over the weeks ahead, you know, you're going to get into that. You're moving it forward, but by November 7th, you enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde. So you start to think about the past or what you need to rework or let go of. By the 25th of November, you go into the retrograde. You're into do-over mode. What stays, what goes, what can be reworked in some way up through December 15th. And then you go direct again, and things are moving forward again. You exit the shadow by January 3rd. So pace yourself. It's a long story. Next, we have Mars moving into Leo on the 3rd. And so for Virgo, this is going to bring a lot of action and drive and motivation and passion playing out behind the scenes. It may be playing out on something artistic you're involved in, something romantic or something spiritual. It may be that you're driven to get more involved in something psychic or magical, something tackling bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions. You might be really revved up to research and investigate some things, or you might be doing more with or about an institution during this time. So it gives you more potential to make things happen than you've had in quite a while, although you do have to watch out for the angry or, you know, entitled or dramatic side of anything that might play out there. You're moving forward. We are going to go into a Mars retrograde starting December 6th and backing you into do-over mode with that through January 6th. So, you know, it will be ongoing for a while. Now, Venus moves into Capricorn on the 11th. And for Virgo, this means this is your house of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So you're now hosting the good stuff there. Venus can help attract the love or the money to those realms. She can help you have a lot more fun or pleasure, and she can focus on beauty and joy there as well. So make the most of that. You have that there until December 7th. On the 15th, Virgo, Saturn is going to go direct, and it's in your relationship zone. So for months, this has been slowed down or held in place, and now all of a sudden, you can get ambitious again. You can make commitments again. You can get serious again with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, you name it. I mean, these one-on-one relationships are going to be moving forward now in the months ahead. So, yeah, make the most of that, too. On the 15th, we also have the full moon in Taurus. So for Virgo, you know, this is something coming to a climax in your ninth house, so you may be, you know, wrapping something up or achieving or celebrating something with a trip or a distant situation, with legal agreements, with educational pursuits, with media or marketing interests, with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So big climactic moment around the 15th. And then on the 19th, Pluto moves into Aquarius and will be there for 20 years. Virgo, Pluto wants to deconstruct and rebirth you in a more empowered way in your sixth house of work and health. So you've gotten some tidbits about this, but this is going to be a very powerful, transformative theme for you, where the job you do, the work projects you pick up, the way you're taking care of your health, what's going on with animals in your life, what's going on with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork in your life. All of these are now going to be feeling this Pluto power energy. Let's go deep. Let's purge some things. Let's make the changes. And you might look at where you are financially or sexually or reproductively. There may be third-party influences here. You know, so definitely pay attention to what's coming into view, what you want to get into as this starts on the 19th. All right, so for Libra, the new moon on the 1st is in your zone of your income, purchases, products, and possessions. So you guys now have that big cosmic boost to help launch you into new things or take your current stuff forward in new ways for 2 solid weeks. So you do want to be proactive. What can you get into and go for? On the 2nd, Mercury moves into Sagittarius. So Libra, this is really firing up and quickening the ability to get into talks, pitch ideas, meet with others, make sales, write, interview, audition, flirt, field offers and proposals, and make decisions. You're going to also see that there is more energy around what you're doing with siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, your community, or short trips to nearby places during this time frame. So Mercury takes you forward. You enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde on the 7th and start to slow down a bit and rethink some things a bit. By the 25th, you're into the retrograde and do-over mode. You're revisiting, releasing, reworking some things up through December 15th, and you go direct again and come out the other side of the shadow by January 3rd. So it's a very long story. Pace yourself, but the ball starts rolling on the 2nd. Mars moves into Leo on the 3rd, and so for Libra, this is going to fire things up and get you busier than you've been in a few years socially. A lot more going on with friends, with associates, with groups, with parties, events, or gatherings, with what you're doing online, with astrology or charities, or with your own original projects and aspirations. So Libra, you know, you can make things happen now, and you can have more passion in these realms. You just have to watch for fights and drama and entitlement issues there that could spark up occasionally. And remember that Mars will be retrograding here starting December 6th through January 6th, so you will go into do-over mode with this up ahead. Now, Venus enters Capricorn on the 11th, so for Libra, this means the good stuff is coming onto the home front, or with family, parents, roommates, with moves, renovations, or real estate deals. Venus is there to help smooth things out or attract the love or the money flow there or bring more beauty or pleasure there. So enjoy that, and you have until December 7th. On the 15th, Saturn comes out of his retrograde and goes direct. So Libra, you know, you're coming out of the slowdown and the holding pattern when it comes to your work or making strides with your health or what you're doing with animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. So Saturn is now going to help you get more serious and ambitious and make the commitments and put in the time, and you're going to start to see those efforts paying off in those realms now. Also on the 15th, we see the full moon climax, and for Libra, this has to do with a financial topic or your sex life, reproductive life, a birth, a death, a divorce, or any third-party influences. So things are coming to a head there. You're wrapping things up, marking endings, achieving or celebrating something in those realms. And then on the 19th, Pluto goes into Aquarius, so Libra. For the next 20 years, you have the most powerful, intense planet there to deconstruct and rebirth and empower what you're doing, what's going on with your love life and or lovers, with children, with creative endeavors, and or recreational pursuits. So to that end, you can see deep changes, more powerful things happening financially, sexually, intimately, reproductively, with births, with deaths, with divorce, or with third-party influences there as you evolve and transform through that arena, those arenas, I should say. For Scorpio, the new moon is in your sign on November 1st, so the first 2 weeks of the month are all about launching yourself forward in some brand new way or taking what you're doing already for yourself and moving it in some new direction or chapter. So focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or what you want and go for it. On the 2nd, Mercury moves into Sag. So for Scorpio, this is your second house of earned income, purchases, products, and possessions. So you can now get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions, moving that forward. By the 7th, you hit the shadow of the upcoming retrograde, so you're going to start getting clues as to what the retrograde is going to take you back over. By the 25th, the retrograde begins there with Mercury, and you start to, into your do-over to release, rework, or rekindle something there through December 15th, and then you go forward again, and you exit the other side of the shadow on January 3rd. So pace yourself. It's a long story. You're in it for a bit. On the 3rd, Mars moves into Leo, and so for Scorpio, bringing a lot more fire and passion and drive and motivation and action to your career front or with your life goals or with your fame or a boss, a parent, a judge, director, teacher, mentor, producer, or other authority figure So there's a lot more creative possibilities happening here. There's a lot more that you can move ahead with. You just want to keep a handle on any fights or anger or entitlement or drama playing out there. And remember that Mars will retrograde here starting on December 6th through January 6th in this territory. And so you will be going into slow down, do over there during that period. On the 11th, Venus moves into Capricorn. So for Scorpio, this means the good stuff's coming through talks, meetings, sales, writing, flirtations, offers, proposals, decisions, as well as in your local community with a move, with your short trips to nearby places, with your vehicles or electronics or siblings or neighbors. So look for the love or the money there. Look for the beauty or the pleasure there. You have Venus here until December 7th. On the 15th, Saturn goes direct, so you're coming out of that kind of slowdown or holding pattern with your love life or lovers, with your kids or creative projects or with recreation, and you're now ready to get ambitious and to start to see the ball rolling forward again and put in the time and the effort and make things happen. So watch for that. And also on the 15th is the full moon, so Scorpio, something coming to a head with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, or advocate. So wrapping things up, marking any endings, celebrating or achieving big goals there as you build to that. And then on the 19th, Pluto is going into Scorpio's fourth house. So, Scorpio, this means that over the next 20 years, holy cow, this is where you're going to see the deep, profound changes. This is where you're going to purge. This is where you're going to deal with financial, sexual, reproductive, birth, death, divorce, power, jealousy, control, and third-party influences. So this is about what's happening at home with your moves, your renovations, your real estate deals, your family, your parents, or roommates. So watch what's coming into view on the 19th and in the weeks after, as it's going to give you clues as to what this will be about. For Sagittarius, this new moon on the 1st is about launching you guys forward with anything with art, film, music, painting, your romantic life, your spiritual life, magic, psychic interests, institutions, tackling addictions, dealing with secrets, or your research or investigation. So you have a lot to choose from there. You can start something new or take what you're doing and really move it forward over the next 2 weeks. So be proactive. On the 2nd, Mercury moves into your sign. This means there's going to be a lot more talks, offers, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, or decisions that are about you, Sag. You're front and center on this. You might be in the seat communicating with somebody. It might be about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your needs and what you want to be involved in. You're moving this forward from the 2nd. By the 7th, you enter the shadow of the retrograde. You start to slow a bit and start to reassess a little bit what might be coming up. By the 25th, the Mercury retrograde begins in your sign. You're in do-over mode until December 15th. You might take a break from something altogether. You might go revisit something past, rework the current. Then December 15th through January 3rd, you're moving forward through the shadow and then out the other side. So it's going to be focused on you, Sag, for quite a while. Enjoy that. The sun will move out on the 21st to put a spotlight on you as well for 30 days, which really amps you up to get more personally involved in what it is you need. On the 3rd, Mars moves into your 9th house. And Sagittarius, this means you're going to be more fired up and active when it comes to travel, distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics. You have more edge. You have more ability to make things happen. You do have to watch for anger, fights, dramas, or entitlement issues there. But overall, this is positive for making things happen. Just remember, on December 6th, Mars will retrograde here, so from then until January 6th, you'll be in do-over mode for it and then coming back into it in April onwards. And so, yeah, it's a long story. Venus is going to enter Capricorn on the 11th, so Sag, this is bringing the good stuff to your income, purchases, products, possessions, and gifts. So there might be luxury items. There might be more beauty involved with what you're purchasing. There might be purchases in the name of love. There might be making money to make money, and it's all just coming in. There might just be more pleasure here up through December 7th. So, yes, make the most of that. On the 15th, Saturn goes direct. So you're coming out of the slowdown or holding pattern and starting to really move things forward with your ambitions, with your commitment, your time, your effort. You're going to see things responding to this now at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates in the months ahead. Also on the 15th, we have that full moon climax. So, Sag, this is something coming to a head with work or health or animals, with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. You're wrapping things up, you're marking endings, you're achieving or having recognition or celebrations in those arenas of life around this time. And then finally, on the 19th, Pluto goes into Aquarius and will be there for 20 years. Sag, this means that the power, the deep changes and evolving, the deconstruct and rebirth, is happening in your mind with your talks, your meetings, your sales, your ideas, your writing, your interviews, auditions, your brothers, sisters, neighbors, your moves, your vehicles, your electronics, your community and neighborhood activities, and your short trips to nearby places. So you're really watching what's coming into view there from the 19th onward. What direction is this going to take? You look for Pluto themes of finances, sex, birth, death, divorce, third-party influences, power control, and what is changing there. All right, so Capricorn, the new moon starts on the 1st. It is launching you forward in the first 2 weeks of the month and really helping you guys start something new or take what you're involved in and go in some new direction with friends, associates, groups, with the internet, astrology, charities, with parties, events, or gatherings, with your own aspirations, freedoms, or original projects. So you have that momentum behind you. Make the most of it. Mercury comes into Sagittarius on the 2nd, so Capricorn, this is going to really kick up the talks, the meetings, the news, the offers, the decisions, the sales, the writing that are focused on 12th house matters for you. So this could be artistic, romantic, or spiritual. It could be about addictions or secrets. It could be about institutions, research, or development. So you get that ball rolling on the 2nd. By the 7th, you enter the shadow of the retrograde and start to see clues about what the retrograde is going to be about. By the 25th, Mercury retrograde kicks in there, and you go into do-over mode where you're going to revisit, release, rework something. And by December 15th, you're going direct again, up through the shadow by January 3rd. Long story here. Pace yourself. Mars moves into Leo on the 3rd. Capricorn, this is going to fire you up in your sex life. A lot of passion and love and interesting things going on here. This is going to fire you up financially if you need to do something about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, whatever. This is going to fire you up if there's something you're dealing with a divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party influence. So you can get busier in any of those arenas, and you can make things happen. You just want to keep an eye on fights, on dramas, or entitlement coming out in those realms. And you want to keep in mind that Mars is also going to retrograde starting December 6th through January 6th in this territory. So you will go into do-over mode then. On the 11th, Venus comes into your sign, Capricorn. Yay, everybody loves hosting Venus. You're more beautiful. You enjoy yourself more. Others enjoy you more. There can be more potential for true love or income by you showing up and getting involved. And it's just a pleasurable time. You have Venus in your sign until December 7th. Saturn goes direct on the 15th. Definitely can impact you personally or physically, Capricorn, because you've had it in retrograde for months. And it's your chart ruler, so, you know, having it go direct, you start to get your energy back, but it's moving forward now through your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your offers or decisions. It can also help you move things forward with siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. And so Saturn is going to really help you now see some results from your ambitions, your time, your effort, and commitments here. And then also on the 15th, we have that full moon in Taurus, so Capricorn. Something is coming to a climax with a lover, your kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So you're wrapping things up, or achieving and celebrating there. And then on the 19th, Pluto moves into Aquarius for 20 years. Capricorn, you of everybody on the planet deserve to have a big party, a big celebration on the 19th, because it means it is leaving your sign for good, and you've hosted it there since 2008, so pat yourself on the back. You have profoundly changed. Pluto in Aquarius for Capricorn means the deep changes now are going to come through your income, purchases, products, or possessions. Over the next 20 years, you may be going deeper, purging some things, making these changes. You might be focusing on the financial aspect, the sexual aspect, third-party influences here. You may be having inheritances or insurance policies or taxes or things like that impacting. So watch for clues as to what's coming in here, starting on the 19th, moving forward. For Aquarius, this new moon is in your zone of career, personal life, goals, fame, and authority figures. So for the next 2 weeks, you have a great boost to help launch you into anything new there, or take what you're already doing and move that ball forward. Mercury comes into Sagittarius on the 2nd, so Aquarius, more talks, invitations, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions with friends for parties, events, or gatherings, in groups, online, through astrology or charities, or around your own aspirations and original projects, really going to make you quite popular during this time. However, by the 7th, you enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde, so you start getting inklings about what from the past is going to be coming back around or revisited. By the 25th, you're into the retrograde do-over up till December 15th, so the past coming back around, or are you redoing something current? And then forward motion from December 15th through January 3rd through the shadow on the other side. So, yes, a lot of time in this social realm. Mars moves into Leo on the 3rd, and so Aquarius, this is going to fire you up and get you busier, more passionate, more active with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates over these weeks and months ahead. So very creative, very love-focused, but also could be fighting and drama and entitlements. You have to watch that side of it. And keep in mind that Mars will also retrograde December 6th through January 6th in this relationship territory, so you'll be do-over mode then. Venus is moving into Aquarius's 12th house on the 11th, and so this is the good stuff playing out with love or money or beauty or pleasure in your romantic life, your artistic life, your spiritual life, and also through institutions or research and development. So look for that positive influence there. You have it until December 7th. And then on the 15th, Saturn goes direct. So for months you've been slowed down or held down a bit, and now you're going to start to be able to move the ball forward when it comes to income, purchases, products, or possessions. You can make those commitments, get ambitious, put in the time and effort, and see the rewards of things moving ahead. The full moon on the 15th is in Aquarius's 4th house, so something big is culminating at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, or roommates or parents. So big celebrations, achievements, wrap-ups, or endings there. And then Aquarius, you're about to go through the most profound time of your life, believe it or not, no matter what age you are. Pluto is moving into your sign on the 19th and will tour your sign for the next 20 years. So it wants to deconstruct and rebirth you through your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, and your needs in life. So you're looking at financial influences, your sex life, your reproductive life, your mortality, your divorce, or any third-party influences. Pay attention to the 19th and the weeks after for clues as to where this is going to begin for you. For Pisces, the new moon on the 1st is in your zone of travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, and religious and political themes, so you have 2 weeks to start something new or take what you're doing into the next chapter. Mercury comes into your zone of career, personal goals, fame, and authority figures on the 2nd, so you're into a lot more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions. By the 7th, you enter the shadow of the Mercury retrograde, so you start to pick up on clues of what you're going to be revisiting. On the 25th through December 15th, the Mercury retrograde takes you into do-over. You slow down and revisit or reassess, and then you're forward again from December 15th onwards. Mars moves into Leo on the 3rd. Pisces, you're going to get a lot more fired up, busy, and passionate about work, health, and animals, as well as with coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. just watch out for fights, entitlement issues, or dramas there. And keep in mind that Mars will retrograde on December 6th through January 6th there, so you'll be in do-over mode with that. Venus moves into Capricorn on the 11th, and so Pisces, this is bringing the good stuff with your friends, your groups, your online interests, with parties, events, and gatherings, astrology, charities, and aspirations. So look for love or money flow there, or beauty or pleasure there. You have it until December 7th. On the 15th, Saturn goes direct in your sign, Pisces, and so any feeling of being held back personally or physically over the months ahead, behind you are now done, and in the months ahead, you're now moving forward with your ambitions, your time, your efforts on a personal or physical level. You are back. And on the 15th, we also have that full moon in Pisces. This is not full moon in Pisces, full moon in Taurus for Pisces. This is bringing something to a climax with big news, offers, meetings, talks, sales, writing, or decisions, or with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. And then on the 19th, Pluto moves into Aquarius for 20 years. Pisces, this is going to be about profound change and evolving, deconstruct, and rebirthing with your artistic life, your spiritual life, magic or psychic interests, your romantic life, your past life karma, any bad habits or addictions, secrets or deceptions, institutions or research and development. So look for any powerful evolving stories starting to kick in from the 19th onward and start your journey there. I hope everyone has a great November. It's Zoe Moon, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a good one.